James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
What do you think is the central dividing line between people today?
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
It's not race or sex or class or nationality. It's the rejection of God. And we see that playing out in our politics today.
Yeah, George Soros' ideology is predicated on the same hard left causes that you see in Marxist activists.
We look at the effect of atheism on American politics, especially through one of the left's most intriguing and mysterious characters on today's Truths That Transform.
What will you find out when you follow the money?
Almost everything you see is connected. It is one big web of lies.
Where's the money trail? And it tracks back to billions of dollars coming from George Soros into culture.
Get the facts in this meticulously compiled Follow the Money influence chart and companion guide, which shows in graphic detail how George Soros and company undermine your freedom and seek to radically transform America.
We know that there are billionaires, George Soros being one of them, funding these groups that are creating chaos.
Contact us today to receive your copy of the Follow the Money chart and guide. We have done the homework to separate the facts from the myths regarding George Soros and company, and we'll send you these vital resources as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. America is lurching to the left, at least if we take the unrest in our streets and the insanity in our college campuses as representative. Standing behind all this Marxist madness is Marx himself and his fundamental commitment to atheism. Nobody has done more to further the designs of the far left in modern-day America than the atheist billionaire George Soros. Who is he? What does he want? And how is his influence felt in America today? Our own John Rabe investigates.
St. Louis couple called Mark and Patricia McCloskey became folk heroes to many across the country after they were confronted by a mob, a dangerous mob, outside their home and returned with firearms to protect it and themselves.
After dozens of protests turned violent around America in the summer of 2020, with sometimes rioters burning buildings, throwing bricks, and killing more than 30 people, a St. Louis couple stood outside bearing arms to defend their home. The crowd had broken through a gate on the private street. The St. Louis prosecuting attorney brought charges against the homeowners.
They stood up for themselves against the mob. The McCloskeys' fate remains in the hands of the mob in the form of the St. Louis Circuit Attorney General Kimberly Gardner. Gardner is a radical prosecutor, one of many elected in recent years, with financial backing from billionaire George Soros.
It was only one example of hundreds in which prosecutors have turned a blind eye toward violent rioters, declining to prosecute them while blaming the victims, and virtually all of them have been bought and paid for by one man.
George Soros is an enigma of sorts. He's born in 1930. He was a teenager when the Nazis took over his native Hungary. He was born in Budapest. He was from a Jewish family. But his father was able to arrange for him to be taken in by a Christian family, and he pretended to be a Christian rather than a Jew to escape the Nazis. He did assist Nazis at the time as a teenager. Now, obviously, none of us who've had lives vastly easier than living under tyrannies like that, we shouldn't be quick to judge, of course, but probably that had to be a profound experience for him at the time.
Soros was once asked about the experience on CBS's 60 Minutes.
You watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. But it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
Though Soros did this work during World War II, one defensive tactic he often employs is to characterize critics as anti-Semitic. Ironic considering the fact that Soros is one of the largest donors to anti-Israeli causes.
He doesn't believe in open societies. He wants to destroy the two of the freest societies on the face of the earth. One is the United States and the other is Israel.
The phrase anti-Semitism is used and has been used in American politics for several decades already, not as a term of meaningful political discourse, but instead as a bludgeon to silence conservatives, particularly Christian conservatives, into submission and silence. So I utterly reject that charge.
He later goes to New York and gets into finance and becomes a billionaire financier over the years. There's much controversy there. He famously broke the British pound.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Soros told us he believes God was created by man, not the other way around, which may be why he thinks he can smooth out the world's imperfections.
The Apostle Paul notes in Romans 1 that when we refuse to worship God, we will instead worship the creature. Soros told the Independent newspaper in Great Britain, "It is a sort of disease when you consider yourself some kind of God, the creator of everything. But I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out."
To say the man has a huge ego doesn't even begin to explain his messianic zeal to turn the world into something he likes, this socialist utopia governed by a global elite, with him at the head of it all.
With his billions, Soros has become perhaps the most powerful financial engine for the radical left in America. Funneled through his Open Societies Foundation and numerous other fronts, he has built for himself a massive web of political influence unmatched by anyone else. Scott Walter of the Capital Research Center has been tracing the Soros money trail for years. How influential is George Soros because of his giving in American politics?
I've spent decades of my life studying the left, and especially all the nonprofit apparatus built up in the left. And he does bestride that as a colossus. Almost never will you find a significant left-wing group that doesn't receive money from both the Ford Foundation and George Soros.
Though he tends to guard his words and speak in vague generalities, the truth sometimes pierces through. In his 2006 book, The Age of Fallibility, Soros wrote, "The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States."
Soros' understanding of the world is effectively, we need to control it. People cannot take care of themselves. They need to be controlled by a handful of wealthy elites, technocrats, people who know what's best for you better than you do. And it doesn't matter which country he touches, where his hundreds of millions of dollars end up. It's the same outcome. How do we erase the character of this nation and replace it with something artificial and globalist?
Soros has long funded immigration groups whose goal is to get rid of America's border with Mexico and stop deportation of illegal immigrants, and also extend the vote to illegal immigrants. So you see where this is going. The grand democratic strategy, as envisioned by George Soros, is to have open borders,
endless numbers of illegal immigrants who are then converted into citizens who can vote.
Climate policy has long been a tool of the left for increasing governmental control over all aspects of life. And here, too, George Soros' funding has been key.
In recent years, this cause of environmentalism, like so many other good causes, has been used by the radical left in their goal to get bigger government and to further regulate American business, which inevitably will result in fewer jobs in America. And once again, when you look at some of the groups that claim they're just radical, they claim they're just regular environmental groups. In fact, they've come to embrace very radical agendas. And some of these groups are making this radical message because they're encouraged to do that by billionaires like George Soros with money that he donates to these organizations.
Every single major environmental group has Soros money in it. The Green New Deal is a big part of it. That's championed by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of Brooklyn, New York, who's a Marxist, who's backed by George Soros. And whose views have been embraced by the Democratic Party. It's in the platform, most of the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal would destroy American prosperity as we know it.
Those who have traced the money say there is virtually no far-left project in America today that doesn't somehow have the fingerprints of George Soros on it.
It is wise for us to look into where is all the money coming that is funding some of the things we're seeing, the attack on religious liberty, the undermining of our First Amendment rights. When you do a little bit of digging, it's absolutely clear that one of the leading figures behind that effort has been the far-left individual, George Soros.
George Soros is a self-declared atheist. And once God is out of the picture, there is no transcendent law or standard to which we are accountable. There is only the raw exercise of power. No wonder Soros has used his billions to undermine American constitutional government and fund every radical left cause from abortion to open borders. But neither George Soros nor I nor you can escape the truth. In the words of Francis Schaeffer, God is there, and he is not silent. Dr. D. James Kennedy has more in his powerful message, Doubt About God.
Doubt, the acid of the soul, that which corrodes our hopes, destroys our assurance, and banishes our joy. It is certainly a painful thing to lack a belief in God. Though it is true that the vast majority of people do and have always believed in God, in spite of more than a century of intense efforts to dissuade people and convince them that there is no God. Of course, these purveyors of doubt have to deal with a great deal of evidence. For the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth wisdom. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And so people just naturally look around them and see this world and conclude there must be a creator and a God. It takes very sophisticated, very subtle philosophical or scientific reasoning to convince people that God does not exist. But of course, there are those atheists who are very open and very volatile and very, indeed, very strongly stating their views. For example, the very prolific Isaac Asimov, who wrote scores of books, said, I am an atheist out and out. I don't have the evidence to prove that God doesn't exist, but I so strongly suspect that he does not, that I don't want to waste my time. Now, here's a man who is absolutely certain that there is no God. Well, at least if not certain, he strongly suspects that there is no God, but he doesn't have the time to waste to prove it. No one can prove atheism. Atheism, as I've said a number of times, is what is called a universal negative. Nowhere in the entire universe does a God exist. And one of the laws of logic is you can't prove a universal negative. And to attempt to do that which is impossible is folly. You see, to prove that there is no God or is no anything else, little green men or angels or whatever, is impossible. You would have to examine every part of the universe. And by the way, you'd have to be very, very fast, because who knows? This God, these angels, these little green men may be very, very fast, and just after you get somewhere, they may have left for another star or planet. So you would have to be omnipresent. You would have to know everything about every part of the universe, so you would be omniscient. And just at the point when you'd prove that there was no God, you would also have proved that you were one. And that will never happen. It is impossible to prove atheism. Anybody that would base his whole life, as this man has, on a view that cannot be proved is a fool. Our text today says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Romans 1 talks about those that hold the truth in unrighteousness, but in the Greek text, it is those that hold down or suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And such are these. They say there's not enough evidence. Yes, people have been deceived, and they have indeed been misled into believing that there is no God, though that is unprovable, and all of the evidence points the other way. There is plenty of evidence. There was evidence enough to convince the greatest scientists that ever lived, including the founders of science and all of the basic scientific disciplines. There is historical evidence enough to convince the greatest of historians. There is anthropological evidence. There is teleological evidence, cosmological evidence. There is ontological and biblical evidence and biographical evidence enough to convince millions and millions of brilliant men and women that God does exist. There's no more evidence that possibly could be needed. The problem is in the heart of man, that he just doesn't want to humble himself before God and obey his commandments. But the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable things. And I would like to encourage you to make a scientific experiment in the laboratory of your own soul. You too can know that there is a God. You too can be delivered of any of your doubts as you meet God face to face in your own soul and receive the blessed assurance that only he can give, that you are his creature, and that in Jesus Christ you can have eternal life. Dear friend, when you come to realize that Christ is God incarnate walking on this earth, when you come to realize that he came into this world out of his infinite love for you, that he left his home in paradise and came into the filth of a stable because of his concern for us, when you see him hanging upon the cross and agonizing and knowing that it's only his love that is keeping him there, when you see and realize that he was willing to take you just as you are, to receive you and adopt you into his family, to cleanse you and make you whiter than snow, when you understand that he is willing to freely forgive you and give you eternal life as a gift, When you come to see that love and invite him to come into your heart, then you will know beyond any peradventure of a doubt that God not only exists, but he came and visited this planet and now lives in your heart. And, dear one, doubt will be forever gone.
God indeed exists, and we are accountable to him, and we will be judged by him. That's why it's so important for us to receive the grace of forgiveness that God offers to us in Jesus Christ. And it's also why we must oppose the work of those who hate God. George Soros, the billionaire activist, is an avowed atheist. And having rejected God, he is actively using his fortune as the fuel in the far-left engine that is driving our nation over a cliff. You hear his name, but do you know what he's all about? We have done the work of separating the facts from the myths about this powerful but secretive radical. And we want you to have that vital information. If you are able to give us a generous donation toward the ongoing work of this ministry, we will send you a one-of-a-kind resource we have developed, the Follow the Money chart, and supporting documentation that visually traces Soros' vast funding operation as he supports leftist organizations from Planned Parenthood and the Southern Poverty Law Center to the explicitly Marxist Black Lives Matter. See the truth vividly laid out in this unique chart that is only available through this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a generous donation of $50 or more, we will not only send you the Follow the Money chart, but we will also include two other compelling resources. First is the new book, George Soros Exposed, Spending Billions to Radically Transform America. Written by our own John Amen, this short, concise book exposes who Soros is, what he's about, and how he's undermining American order. Second, we will also include the brand new DVD documentary, Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America. This hard-hitting documentary features experts like David Horowitz, Dr. Carol Swain, and Brigitte Gabriel. And you simply cannot miss it with a major election and the inevitable fallout from it just ahead of us. That's the exclusive Follow the Money chart with supporting documentation as our thanks for your generous donation, and the chart plus the short book, George Soros Exposed, and the eye-opening DVD documentary, Billionaire Radical, as our thanks for your generous donation of $50 or more. And as you give, you will be helping us to produce resources like this that you simply cannot get from any other ministry. We are going out on a limb by faith with this project. Many have been on the receiving end of coordinated attacks in court and in the media for looking a little too closely into the activities of George Soros. But with your support and by God's grace, we will stand strong. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. We recently received a letter asking, Why is it such a blood and guts battle to get pastors and other people of influence in the church to speak out on the issues that beset our culture in this time? As much as I love and appreciate my pastor, he wrote, he rarely speaks about abortion, same-sex marriage, or the controversies surrounding gender. He has been nearly silent as the lawlessness in our cities has continued week after week. Friends, being a pastor is one of the hardest jobs in the world, and we certainly don't want to make it harder. We pray for the faithful pastors of this nation and salute them as they do their often thankless work. In a position where so much criticism is already directed, we will not unnecessarily add more. But here is what I do say to pastors and other ministry leaders. Pastor, your people are living in confusing and dangerous times. They need to hear from you about how the Word of God applies to the great moral and ethical and cultural questions of our day. This is especially so in a world where the dominant media is bought and paid for by the enemies of God, churning out 24 hours of propaganda every day. Unfortunately, many of our pastors falsely believe that they can remain above the fray by shying away from what some call politics and just preaching the gospel. But as we are seeing now, the far left is bringing politics to the church doorstep, whether you want it or not. How do you just preach the gospel when political leaders have shut down your church while allowing the casino nearby to remain open? How are your gospel-believing people supposed to conduct themselves at jobs where they can be fired for believing in God's design for marriage and sexuality? No, Pastor, there is no avoiding it. As the apostle says, if the bugle gives an uncertain sound, who will get ready for battle? We love you and honor you, but we need you to avoid the sad ranks of the silent shepherds to preach the full counsel of God to the glory of Christ our King. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for being with us, and here's a look at the next truths that transform.
So they say that this nation is not a nation under God, that there was no godly foundation.
There is a war being waged against the brave men and women in our law enforcement.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.